everybody was different. Everyone does this. You know, you hear this all the time. All my friends doesn't do it. That was Sayyidina Ibrahim. That was Sayyidina Ibrahim where he was growing. But he didn't give up and leave right away. That's what he learned. So he was still there, right? First challenge was home. وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ لِأَبِيهِ يَا أَبَتِي لِمَ تَعْبُدُ مَا لَا يَسْمَعُ وَلَا يُبَصِرُ وَلَا يُغْنِي عَنْكَ شَيْئًا. سورة مريم. Daddy, this is exactly how he said it. Ya Abati. Daddy, he didn't tell him, oh, kafir. Wasn't rude. No. Ya Abati, my dad. Why? Meaning, convince me. Maybe I'm wrong. Dialogue. Ya Abati, daddy, why? Why do you worship something, doesn't hear, doesn't listen? وَلَا يُغْنِي عَنْكَ شَيْئًا and will never benefit you. The way, and then he continued, I know a little bit more than you know. How did the father responded? Oh, it's okay, don't worry. You do whatever you want. قَالَ يَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ لَإِن لَمْ تَنْتَهِ. If you're not going to stop, quote unquote, this nonsense, لَأَرْجُمَنَّكَ, I'm going to stone you. وَهْجُرْنِي مَلِيًّا. Now the word hajr or hijra. Get out. Leave. And what did he say? Does anyone know? How did he respond to his father? Salamun alaik. Peace be upon you. That teaches you and me. People can be rude. People disagree with me. People make fun of me, make fun of you. I'm sure any one of you in the public life, people will ask you questions. Allah knows their intention. Don't be rude. Don't get offended. Walk and say, Allahumma ghfir li qawmi fa innahum la ya'lamun, as the Rasul alayhi salatu wa salam taught us. Ya Allah, forgive my people. They don't know. If they know the beauty of what I and you know, they will not say this. Qala salamun alayk. Okay, daddy, I'm going. But before that, he didn't just leave right away. He actually had discussion with his people also. So first is home. Second is community. And apply this to yourself.